down again to just 1A. Credit ratings agency Standard & Poor's has notched France down to A+, 1 month after Fitch did the same. It means they think the country will be slower to repair its finances and repay its debts than previously expected.
We expect policy uncertainty will affect the French economy by dragging on investment activity and private consumption, and therefore on economic growth.
It's a slap in the face before France's fractured parliament begins debating a new budget on Monday. The downgrade is an unusual move outside of regular scheduled updates and came at the end of a turbulent week in which Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu survived two no-confidence votes and pledged to suspend a highly controversial pension reform. Reacting to the rating, Finance Minister Roland Lescure said it stressed the importance of approving a budget by the end of the year.
The agency highlighted France's very good fundamentals. We have a diversified economy, resilient growth, and a high level of savings, which is really important.
As hard as passing a budget will be, it's only the beginning. S&P projects that France's debt will rise to 121% of GDP by 2028, 9% more than last year. Next Friday, fellow credit rater Moody's will reveal whether they too are downgrading France.